Are you spiritually curious, but you have your reservations? Look, I've been there, done that. If you are spiritually curious and you have your reservations, you are in the right place. Don't worry. Now, I'm Carly Myers. I'm your friendly stress management expert. And this month, we're talking about spiritual or even religious trauma. This is a really important part of my own journey. The very first step in the stress less method, step number one, is to deepen your spiritual understanding, whatever that means to you. And thinking about this, I brought on an incredible expert, Tiffany Whipple. Tiffany Whipple is an educator, an entrepreneur, and recently she stepped out into the world to share one of her gifts, astrology. So welcome to the show, Tiffany.
Well, thank you, Carly. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. I just want to point out that you guys can't see our video, but we are here on Zoom. And when I was reading Tiffany's bio, I added a few little things and you should have seen her eyes get nice and big in response. I loved it. So Tiffany, you know, I know we, you know, you and I go really back, really far back, a couple years now. And I've followed your journey. And I think this is a really, really wonderful, I don't want to call it a pivot, that word's been kind of overused, but a really beautiful direction that you've headed in. So I'm curious, for those of us who don't know you, how did you end up here? Like, what brought you to the world of astrology?
Well, Carly, I have always loved astrology. I would get the books and, you know, sit there and learn myself. I'd love to have conversations around it. And eventually I got to the point where I was like, okay, I need to do this, you know, especially, you know, in the pandemic where we were kind of sitting at home, like, oh, what do I have to do? So I took a course and actually everything just kind of came together and made perfect sense. And so now I'm sharing that gift with the world. Now, what gave me pause before were several excuses. One, oh, I'm working a 9-to-5 job. I got too much to do. Well, that was not the case anymore. And then the other excuse was fear. I was scared that I would be judged as this crazy lady and like, oh, that's devil worship or that type of thing. And I had to get past that and realize, you know what? No, it's not. And I'm here and I'm doing it.
I love that. I love that. Okay. So we're talking, you know, in talking about, you know, spiritual or religious trauma, you know, this was a really important topic for me because one of the reasons I ended up being stressed for so long is because I had a religious a experience with religion and spirituality that was, I would say, traumatic. Like, I felt when I was struggling with PTSD, I was praying every day and it was like crickets. I was like, where is this spiritual entity? Where is that? And so I know that I was not the only one, but as a result of that, I shut out spirituality for 15 years. I was like, screw this. It's not going to work.
Wow.
And so I wanted to have you on the show to help those that might be in that situation, or even folks that are feeling a little spiritual, but they don't know exactly where to go. They're like spiritually curious. So I know that, you know, this is something new for you. You, like you just shared, there was a bit of fear around exploring this. So what do you recommend for someone who, you know, it doesn't have to be as extreme as my story, but someone who's spiritually curious, but they're a little nervous. There's a little bit of fear there.
I would say, and I know this sounds like, it may sound cliche-ish, but it's like you have to go within. And I believe that, you know, there is a spiritual practice that is ideal for each individual person. And it's about finding out what that is. And so some people, they like to meditate. Some people like to pray. Some people like to exercise to actually have that spiritual practice. And for me, it's about opening up to the higher power, whatever that higher power may be for you. Some mm-hmm. people call it God. Some people call it the universe. But whatever that is, but you got to tap into yourself and you have to be very confident and knowing that you're not a crazy person in the messages that you're receiving.
Yeah. So I'm curious, what did that look like for you? Like when you tapped within, and how did it manifest itself for you?
For me, it's so funny because I started out trying meditation years ago, and I would fall asleep. And so it was like, I had to keep at it and find what worked for me. I don't really, I can do them, but I don't really like the guided meditation. Mm-hmm. I just like to turn on that calm, soft, soothing music, and then just like close my eyes, begin to breathe. And then I just let the information come in. That's what works for me. Mm-hmm. And then also if I'm not laying down, that can't lay down because it gets too comfortable and I fall asleep.
Those but are that's what works every time. Yeah.
Yeah, because some of them say, oh, you can lay down. I'm like, no, not me. I'm going to go to sleep because I'm just that relaxed. Mm-hmm. But that's what works for me. And so sometimes I get ideas that come to me. And I know that it's like this my spirit guides that are sharing with me, okay, this is where you need to go. This is what you need to do. And I get some pretty cool stuff. And I'm like, thank you. But I also have done readings and like actually bought books and read books that have helped me to really understand this thing called spirituality, because it's not like there's, I haven't seen it, but there's not like a class in school for it. You kind of have to, it's your journey. You have to find it. You have to seek it out. And there's lots of books out there that can help you once you figure out what it is that is your thing.
Yeah. I love that. And it's one of the things that, you know, when I was kind of rekindling my spiritual relationship, you know, one of the questions that one of my mentors recommended I answer was, you know, where do you feel most spiritually connected? Just like, what are you doing? Where are you at? And my mm-hmm. answer was, you know, when I'm out on a hike in the middle of winter and it's just, you hear is the whistle of the wind. And also, you know, speaking of which, playing with my dog, right? Like that's where I feel most.
Sorry.
And, you know, gardening. And so for me, the initial answer was nature. But, you know, digging a little bit deeper for myself, you know, I was also asking, you know, I was asking myself a lot of questions to get an idea. So I also asked, you know, like what would, like, if I could choose my God, I put that in air quotes, you can't see me, but I'm doing the little air quotes. If I could choose my God, what would they look like? Or what would it look like? Oh. And for me, I had to have the courage, like when I chose, the gender of my God, my higher power, I think would be a better way to say it. I had to have the courage to say a feminine entity it resonates much more with me than a masculine entity. And that may change, but I had, now that talk about something scary and having that fear around it. So like Tiffany, you mentioned earlier, you know, oh my gosh, being a devil worshiper. And I was like, oh my God, I'm turning God into a transgender woman. Like what is happening? You know, it's really interesting how much fear just connecting into what works for you might bring up. So I love this tip of just
right. Yes. No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, yeah, that's totally it right there. You decided what worked best for you. And people like I come from Louisville, Kentucky, Midwestern area. So it's like, everything is kind of like Jesus, 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 God, God, God. God. And so if I were to go home and be like, oh, God's a woman, and they would flip out. There might even be a whole meeting around it. So I know when to say what I want to say, and I know when to just not, because people have their own belief system and that's okay, but this is what works for me. So.
Yeah. And I think that is the real power of spirituality. And just so we're clear, like everyone who's listening, like at the Stressless Company, the way that we define spirituality is it is the undefined thing that leads us from a place of struggle to a beautiful state of mind. So for us, or at least for our community, it could be anything. It could be, you know, just having this conversation. Like this could be my spiritual experience, and that's it. And that's okay. As long as it leads us from a place of struggle to a beautiful state of mind, it doesn't matter.
And I like that. I like that a lot. And I'll say that for me, I find that I can really tap into spirituality when I'm doing astrology, because I don't feel like I'm doing it by myself. I feel like I have the angels helping me so that I can help other people. So it's a beautiful thing that happens. I have my crystals with me while I'm doing it, and I'm just open to the information. And it's not anything bad. You know, people are like, oh, don't tell me nothing bad. Like, I have nothing bad to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's everyone's spiritual experience. It's so interesting. I feel like we're at time, and I could go for like another 50 minutes and dig into this, but you know, I know we haven't dug into, you know, this experience of astrology on a deeper level, but I know that there are definitely are some listeners that are curious and they may want to continue the conversation. Maybe this piqued a little bit of that spiritual experience. So if they're curious and they want to continue the conversation with you, where can they find you?
They can find me on Facebook. I'm still working on the website. So on Facebook, it's Astral Joy. If you want to send me an email, it's info@astraljoy, and the website will be up really soon.
Beautiful. And we'll make sure that all that information is in the show notes. And of course, we'll make sure you're tagged, Tiffany, in the episode when we're on Facebook or wherever we're at. Awesome. So, you know, we want to know, we're really curious for the listeners, you know, let us know in the comments, where have you felt most spiritually connected? And the answer can be as broad as it is wide, right? It doesn't really matter, but where have you individually felt most spiritually connected? Now, if you're feeling overworked and exhausted, I've got some great news for you. The StressBless Company works with high achieving executives, business owners, and managers just like you to find that sense of peace and freedom that they desire. And as a result of our work together, they not only learn how to deepen their spiritual connection, whatever that means to them, they also learn the tactical tools that they need so that they can experience more free time, more efficiency, and more prosperity. Sounds pretty great, right? Well, you can apply for a complimentary stress assessment. Awesome. Today, to start the conversation about working together, visit stresslessco.com/apply for more information or to apply. So this concludes this episode of the Stressless Show. I want to give one last big shout out to Tiffany Whipple, Astral Joy. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Carly.
Absolutely. If you enjoyed this week's episode, let us know by giving us a big old thumbs up and hitting that follow or subscribe button. Thanks for listening. Share if it resonated, and we will see you next week.